What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with...
Louis.
Jasmine.
And welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We have a good one for you. Actually, I don't even know if we're... We'll see. But don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
We might have a good one for you. I heard they had this technology. You guys hear about the technology where they can, like, plug these things to your brain so you'll be able to watch your dreams?
I did.
I think it's a Japanese technology.
Yeah. Oh, man. Would you want to?
Yeah, I would want to.
Fuck.
Dude, I had the most boring dream the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up and I was like, Louis, I had like a waste of a dream. I was just looking for this chip tray that, like, the whole time I was just looking for a chip tray that gives you like a variety of like compartments. And the whole time I was just looking for that tray.
Like the ones that you guys use at the barbecue?
That exactly one? That one. Yeah.
And I was just looking for that tray in my whole dream. I was like, what a waste.
Those dreams, I think, are like anxiety dreams.
Probably.
You think where so? You're trying to do the same, because I've had those too.
Yeah.
You're trying to do the same fucking thing the whole night. You're like, and then you're like, you can't find it. Or you find it, but it's broken. And you keep looking and you go in circles. Yeah. They're tedious. They're tedious, boring dreams.
Have you guys like had dreams where you guys feel like you lived another life?
No,
I don't get them like that.
Oh. No, never anything that cool.
Dude, I've had that. Like I told Louis too, I was like, whoa, I was like, almost like you get a peek into a parallel dimension of yourself. Cause it's like, I was-
You're
like,
yourself though?
Yes, I was myself. And I was like somewhere like in Tokyo or like some kind of like industrial city, but it was like a- I don't know, just very compact.
Were you Japanese in the dream?
No, I was myself. I was just living somewhere else.
Oh, you were just somewhere else.
Yes.
Interesting.
And I had
was it modern times?
Yeah, it was like literally dropped me in like Tokyo, like living in a little apartment or whatever like that. So, but I was still myself, you know?
Well, I've heard about that. Like, you guys ever heard of Dr. Joe Dispenza?
No.
No.
Big like quantum
physics
guy.
Yeah.
This guy like... broke his back and healed himself with his mind. One of these type of people.
Whoa.
But he, when he meditates, jumps to the quantum field and all this. He teaches people how to do this. And that's one of the things that happens to him is he goes and lives these parallel universes. You don't believe in the quantum or anything like that?
I don't know, because I kind of believe a little bit in like astral projecting. But
that's definitely in that same thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
In that realm.
But you're asleep normally or induced with like some kind of like psychoactive or something like that. So
for you know, remote viewing
astral projecting.
What's the difference?
Yeah, let's start there.
You're supposed to just be in like a kind of like a plane space, like you know, like the whole MK Ultra stuff that you go on some frequencies, but you do it while like some people listen to those tapes still, and they're like on YouTube. And then you like...
talking about like the Monroe Institute.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's like these tapes where you listen to certain frequencies, certain mantras. You go from level one to level two to level three.
Same as remote viewing, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it works, like awake. I don't know. But
I mean, one might be more effective than the other.
It's a meditative state. Same thing. Yeah. Where you, like, slow your brain waves down. Supposedly, they're the waves between when you're asleep, like the deep delta waves or something, and the ones when you're awake. If you can be awake... and almost asleep, that's
like
where you can do it.
Consciousness. Yeah, I don't know.
Man, you guys are creeping me the fuck out. Truth be told, Daddy took an edible last night, and I have like that hangover high right now, and you guys are blowing my mind. Like, what's I feel like I'm traveling through one of these things you guys are describing right now.
The Monroe Institute people have a frequency they play in one ear. You have to do it with headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another one that they play in your other ear and supposed to like make it so that your brain hemispheres can finally communicate with with each other.
Like we're radio, right? Essentially like using that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. And then like that guy Monroe had all these students and he basically taught it to a lot of people where they can just like fly around in the middle of the night and go say hi to people and like, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's what the CIA started doing their research.
But anyways, there's a thing you can put in your head now that can record that and it comes out like a movie.
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know how we ended up getting there. Anyway,
since
we're talking about Japanese people, there's this experiment that I've always wanted to try that I've read about this experiment multiple times. Okay. Have you guys ever heard of this guy, Dr. Masaru Emoto before?
You know that I haven't.
Have you?
I still don't know.
All right, this guy did a famous experiment, and basically he is a believer that the vibration of the words you speak have an effect on the shape of the molecular shape of water. He's one of these people that think your emotions and thoughts are very powerful, but specifically they affect water in a different way. So what he did, and it's a famous experiment, and it's been duplicated multiple times, is he took rice in water and he put it into like two jars. I think he might have put it into three jars. And he opens up one of the jars and he says stuff to the jar like, "I love you."
Whoa.
Thank you. He gives
positive affirmations.
Affirmations that supposedly change the molecular structure of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it for the other one. He says, "I hate you. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You're stupid." And he shuts it. And after a period of like 3 months or something, and he does it every day, the positive water rice is like this, basically the same. It hasn't changed. It's still like the rice looks fine. And on the one that he said, "I hate you," to, it's all black and rotten. So that's one of his experiments about the molecular shape of water. And there's like newer science behind it, but it was pretty like fucking hippy whippy dippy. You know what I mean? So anyway, luckily for you and us, I've brought some rice water.
Uh-huh.
And I have I wrote an L on one for love and an H on the other for hate. So we're going to do this experiment together.
Okay.
And after we have the results, I'll show you guys the rice. I promise. Cool. I promise I won't do anything to the rice. I'm not going to add charcoal to it.
Okay.
It doesn't make any difference to me whether the experiment's true or not. But supposedly, all these people have been doing it for all this time.
You're going to pass the love around.
Pass the love around.
Okay.
When you open it, don't let all the evil get in it.
When you speak it,
make sure you mean it. Because you have to mean it.
I was thinking that as you were saying,
think hate and say, "I love you." Yeah. Don't mock it.
Yeah.
And don't mock Mr. Emoto either, Dr. Emoto.
No, I would never.
And then we'll see what happens. Yeah. I use this exact same containers, the same lids, the same size, the exact same amount of rice, the same kind of rice, and the same amount of water and the same type of water.
Perfect. So and there's stored in the same.
Okay.
And I'll put it in the same place. Okay. So the variables will be hopefully
as accurate as
possible. Okay. So I'm going to pass around
the
loved one. Think of what you're going to tell the water now.
I'm trying to channel that love.
Think about it. Think about what you're going to tell. Yeah. It could be simple.
We're telling the water, not the rice, right? Because it's the molecular structure of the water.
You're telling the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is
the loved one. You can see the L on
and
the top.
And it's uncooked, right?
It's cooked rice.
Oh, it's cooked rice. Okay.
I love it. All right. Now Louie's going.
My turn?
Yes.
Water. We love you so much because of all you do for us.
Are we giving it love or compliment?
We're giving it both.
Okay.
It just has to be positive. Yeah, just be positive to the water.
Oh, man.
Water. Damn, you looking fine, water.
Oh, I think you
heard it. You're giving it a big ego.
Ooh, you're looking fine, water.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you can just seal that off and put it on the table. Here comes the hate one. This will be a lot easier for us, I think.
I do think so.
You stupid fucking water. You're ugly. I hate you.
It's like, this is hard for me.
See how the hate just flows out?
Water, you bastard piece of shit, you.
I'm like, what do I say?
You know.
Tell it's ugly.
Water, you are so ugly. Not like the other one's beautiful and you're so ugly, water.
Yeah, ugly. You never compare to the one next to it.
No, not that one.
Nope.
ugly water.
Yeah, middle child water.
Make sure you snap it shut. All right, guys. So that's the end of the experiment.
Okay.
I just listened to a whole podcast. If you guys want to listen to it,
yeah.
About this leading scientist about the structure of molecular energy, water, blah blah blah.
Now,
pretty foofy, but
interesting. But if it does something weird,
and
we're not technically, we're composed of water ourselves. A huge percentage of human beings is water. If we're always getting negative fucking feedback.
That's true.
Could that be a reason why your energy could be affected, maybe?
I mean, if this is true, it could be the reason for, like, everything.
Right.
All disease, anything bad that happens to you.
Yeah.
And it would mean that you have to change every single input, everything you consume, the people you're around, the environment, in order to change your water.
Tough. Yeah.
Now, this podcast that I was listening to, this guy invented this water that changes that he processes over a year period.
With love?
I don't know. He doesn't tell the process, but it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And then he sells this wand that you stir in the water that supposedly changes the molecular structure of any water it comes in contact to.
But what is in the wand? Love? Like,
no, it's a certain type of water that he's changed the shape, the molecular shape of. And he says that once the water is in this specific shape, then all other water forms to it and changes it. And they supposedly did all the experiments and all these people, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I don't want to go too far.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty interesting. On my end, my story today is actually also about a science experiment. And I guess NASA is planning to send 4 volunteers to live in a simulated Mars habitat. Have you guys heard about that?
I did hear about this.
Oh, okay. So, well, anyways, they're going to do it on June 25th. So they already started, I guess.
They already started. How long are they going to be in there? Oh, for a year, huh?
Yeah, a year. So what they did is, I guess they 3D printed like a simulated piece of Mars. So they have to like sleep there, eat there. I think they're going to like they're going to like cultivate food there. And
they're going to see if they can hack it.
Yeah, they're going to see if they can do it. And so they have like 3 simulated missions that they're going to replicate. And that's like to go out.
How many people?
Like, I think it's 4. Yeah.
Are they?
Now, is it like there's a botanist? What are their specialties? Oh, I wonder.
Yeah, they're all scientists. I had looked it up. So let me see if I can.
One is the guy that just talks to water the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a Navy.
Fuck you, water.
Love you.
You over here, water?
So they have a microbiologist. I think some of these people are they're like military scientists, which I guess makes sense.
Microbiologist, that makes sense.
Who would you guys take?
1,700 square foot habitat.
Yeah.
That's a big 3D printed thing.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Like, this is their little they have like it just looks like they have like red sand, and they have almost like the Truman Show, right? Where it looks like there's mountains in the distance or whatever.
I wonder if it's like what temperature they keep it at.
How hot is Mars?
I don't know. I don't know if it's freezing or hot, but I'm sure it's a different temperature,
right? 'Cause
it
seems like it's hot as fuck, but it could be just the perception of it.
Minus 80 degrees.
Okay, so it's freezing.
It can't retain any heat because it says without a thermal blanket, Mars can't retain any heat. On average, the temperature on Mars is about minus 80 degrees.
Shot.
Fahrenheit.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
And
But then, then it can get down, according to it could get down to minus 195 on the cold days.
That's pretty crazy.
Jesus, in summer,
make it freezing in there. You'd have to wear a suit the whole time, right?
Well, I remember they said that the only way they can make that planet
habitable
for humans is if they nuke it like a bunch.
Well, they have to terraform it, right?
Yeah, whatever that is,
which is acclimated so that the climate is like similar to Earth.
Well, yeah, but how do you do it?
Yeah, you would have to like nuke it and then kind of change the atmosphere and modify, like, which is interesting because they were looking at that because they're like, this Earth is only going to last us this much. But it's like, How about you fix this planet instead of trying to, you know?
And honestly, I'd die before I fucking go try to live on Mars.
Yeah, fuck it.
I would. Yeah. There's no way I would try to go living on Mars. Dude, it looks so boring.
Dude, I don't even want to live here.
But like, it's better here.
No, it's better here. You know? But what I'm saying,
at least we can breathe.
Yeah, not negative 80, dude.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, when you see like movies of like when there's a zombie apocalypse or shows of that shit, I never want to be the one surviving so I can shoot an 80-year-old lady so I can take her food and my kids get it. Fuck that, dude.
Oh, right.
Hit my house first with the infection. Have the fucking asteroid hit my backyard. I don't care. I want to go first. I don't want to be one of those like Mad Max human beings left on the planet. Fuck that.
What if it's an alien invasion and like they are abducting people? Would you want to be abducted first and experimented on?
Or no, well, that's different. I think so, because the way I see it is like on that one, you can defend yourself and your species to. There's an end in sight, I think. Mm. The ones when there's no end in sight and humans are the ones like changing, you're doing things that, you know, maybe humans used to do thousands and thousands of years, killing for food, raping, pillaging, all that shit. That's the one I don't want to do.
Right.
Fighting against aliens, I'll do it. I don't want to be one of the first ones getting my anus probed by them or something. Right. You know, fuck that.
Right. Okay. You? So if. No, I think that would be, I feel like that'd be super fucking scary, you know?
Yeah.
And they would keep you alive for a really long time. And you would just be like on some alien spaceship and like, oh just my gosh.
Over and over.
Dude.
And they have the technology to make you live three times as long now.
That's true.
And now more experiments on your ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They have the most advanced technology. Yeah,
I would want to know somebody, though. Like, where I wouldn't want to be one of the first ones, but yeah. I would want to know somebody.
So you're
saying
you want Daniel to go up there and then come
back. I mean, I'd be like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? I mean,
and then I'd be like, you guys would be calling me. So how was it up there?
How was it?
Dude,
how was
I would
it?
Not you stop know? Asking questions.
Yeah.
I'd be like texting.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of my questions was going to be, would you guys do this volunteer project? Like, how much would you need to get paid to live in this simulated Mars habitat
not
for a
that
year?
Much. I think I would do it.
Yeah, you would do it?
Yeah, I think like a year, if we make it count, give me half a mil.
Half a mil? Damn.
I would do it for less. I would do it for less, but that's my... I'm going to start with
that's
that.
That's what you're going to ask for. Yeah, fuck yeah. They're like, Louis, we need someone funny up here in Mars
half
that can
a
throw
mil
a 60-mile-an-hour baseball.
I think some
baseball.
People are... Yeah. that's funny.
Yeah, I would do it for whatever, man, as long as I would do it for free. As long as my bills were paid just for the experience.
Oh, okay.
Probably, you know?
Yeah. Did you guys see that? There's like this movie where they did this and they, but then they like woke up and I think they thought they were actually going to like the moon or Mars or like another planet.
Yeah.
And then they woke up and they didn't know if it was real or not. Like they just were so out of sync with like out of touch with like their reality now that everything was just so weird. And you never found out. So it was like one of those movies where it's like ambiguous.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like I'm changing my answer as you're saying that, because now it's starting to feel like your dream where you just go around doing the same thing, like looking for it. Because it would be very boring, probably, right? To do this simulation.
What is it? 1,700
square feet?
Four
people there.
Yeah.
It's not big.
You might go a little crazy, right?
You're going to feel weird. And then I think when you get back to the real world, I think it's going to feel weird, right?
Well, yeah.
Because you go camping and come back and I feel like, well, man, I'm not even me anymore.
Yeah, right?
What the fuck am I now? You're like,
now
you
I'm living
know.
In this box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember feeling like that when I went to the gas station after coming back. I was like, this bitch doesn't even know what kind
of
transformation.
You don't even appreciate nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Who are you?
Yeah.
And just give my change.
You know, they did this podcast too where they tried this once, like, on in the moon. I think Louie and I started to listen to it, but I don't think we finished it. And it was like this group of people that they went to the Big Island in Hawaii because the terrain looks the most moon-like like, I think it's the volcanic rock or whatever.
Okay.
And so it was like four people, also scientists, and they basically had to live there together, and it was like an inhabitant, and some of them like started falling in love with each other.
Oh my gosh.
There was like this whole social part of it, yeah, which was really fucking interesting, you know?
Well, I just thought of that. There's only four people.
Exactly.
You'd have to pay me a lot. I'm changing my now answer. Like, the more I talk about it, the worse it sounds.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Just four people alone, I think, would be difficult in a 1,700 square foot space.
Even if you hate just one, it's a terrible fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Where are you going to go? Okay.
What's this?
What is this? Is that gonna...
No, this is...
I said that.
The other thing I said that to me.
Yeah, we sent each other stuff.
I thought it was funny.
Okay, so in the news, I don't know if you guys have seen around on social media, Jonah Hill and his ex-girlfriend, who her name is, by the way, Sarah Brady. She's a surfer.
Okay.
So what's going on is that he's getting a lot of heat for some text that she released. So they broke up.
Okay.
First, Jonah, I guess, met her by following her on social media and then, you know, probably started sending messages. She's a professional surfer, so she's at the beach a lot.
Okay.
And wearing bathing suits.
Right.
And shit like that that you wear at the beach.
Okay.
So at the end of their relationship, he just started getting more.
Can we get a close up on one of these?
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah, like, you pick it, dude.
Any of them.
There you go.
I want to see. Yeah, swipe. Yeah. Swipe over. I want to see your face.
He doesn't have that many close ups. Really.
There's one here. Go back. There's kind of a big one. Go down, down, down.
Yeah.
I thought I saw one of.
I mean, a lot of her pics are really surfing ones.
Yeah. So she released on her story, she released a text thread between her and Jonah Hill.
Okay.
And where he's kind of giving her shit for having certain photos up on her social media. And he's kind of like telling her what his boundaries are and how she wasn't able to, like, keep his request on about her social media within his boundaries, you know?
Okay.
And she put, this is a warning to all girls. If your partner is talking to you like this, make a plan, make an exit plan. Love y'all. Call me if you need an ear. And she puts texts. I send them, but I guess I can just read them. And then there's a picture that he's asking her to remove photos. You can tell already. And then she said, I removed... Three removed, not the video yet. It's my best surfing video. Would you feel better if the cover frame was different? So she's asking him, like, can I keep this one?
Okay.
This one's my best surfing video.
What does it say verbatim that he said to her?
It says, respect however you want to live your life. You only get one. Sort of done with explaining myself is what he said.
Okay.
And then that was just kind of one that she put out there. And then here's another one here. Is his plain and simple if you need, and he lays out his boundaries. Surfing with men, maybe no surfing with other men.
Let me see this.
Oh, sure. Read them out, dude.
This is great.
This is great because...
So he sent her a long paragraph about the rules and regulations of the posts.
That's the other one, but you have it. There's one more. That one.
If you need. Okay, this is it. If she needs to be reminded, here are the rules. Plain and simple. Surfing with men. I'm guessing
that's no. That's a no. These are no's.
These are no's, dude.
Boundaryless, inappropriate friendships with men. To model.
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
To post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit.
Oh, God.
To post sexual pictures. Friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful.
Beyond getting a lunch or coffee?
I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you a place of happiness, I support it. And if there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnership.
What woman is not in an unstable place? Like...
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
No, I mean, come on.
If they're single, they're unstable. That's what Jasmine says.
Oh, okay.
I'm unstable.
Who do you think is more unstable, single men or single women?
Oof.
I mean, Louis tripped a lot when we first met. That seemed kind of.
What do you think,
Louis? I think single men.
I definitely think single men
are more unstable.
I feel like if you see if you watch a man and a woman break up, like if they were married or long term or something where they're really a domestic partnership and they live together.
Yeah.
Watch the man fucking fall down the tubes and really fuck up his life real fast.
Yeah.
He'll That's really true. Be just drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels and eating pizza out of the box and in his underwear for like a month, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and they really act out sexually, I think, too.
The guys,
uh-huh. Like, I was really fast. They're just so fragile. They're all fucked up.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they don't deal with it as healthy as you know, and girls that have, they usually have more of a support system. They have girls that they can actually talk to.
I guess.
And guys don't really have that, you know, as much.
Yeah.
We don't, like, take each other there's out
no,
to be
there's
like.
There's no processing, like, over a julep mint tea. You know,
we bottle things in.
Yeah, we just bottle
until
in.
You go on a shooting rampage. That shit happens too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I feel like we're more
so.
Violent on our response to cope, like maybe how to cope with that, those feelings and whatever the feelings are. You could feel betrayed. You feel like just hate now all of a sudden for this person you probably love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of these guys sometimes turn violent, dude.
I also feel like it's like some of it is like the guys are always like, it came from nowhere. You know, it's like it just happened and we were happy. But it's like it's been happening for a while,
but,
you know.
But also I also feel like when a girl dates a douchebag, like. He didn't just become a douchebag.
Yeah, no, there's definitely.
There was flags along the way that you guys chose to ignore.
Yeah, but you can try it out, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You can, but look what happens.
Yeah.
But anyways, so he's getting all kinds of shit. But how do you guys feel about that? Because I think we've talked about it before on like, hypotheticals in the show.
Mm.
Where like, oh, well, would you date somebody
that's...
This is always
such a rich topic in my...
Because...
In my...
Okay, here's the thing.
Opinion.
I have, look, I'm nobody to judge him and shit, but it seems silly for anybody to meet someone that you were attracted to this person through their social media account and then fucking bitch about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and on top of it, dude, she's a surfer and a model. You didn't meet a fucking scientist or a fifth grade school teacher that now wants to be. An influencer. You met an influencer. What the fuck?
It also says she's a law student, by the way, like on her page.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
And she's not that, like, she's not really like showing off her body that much. Like, she's surfing and stuff, but it's like.
She's not doing like a thong picture, like paddling out.
Yeah.
You know, or.
Not like model-y pics, like he's saying.
No, it's pretty everything. Like, I mean.
Or is it because of him?
Now,
well, I guess he broke up. They broke up. So.
Now, also. He also said something about men, right? Hanging out with men and all that shit.
There's one stretching with the booty.
Oh, good eye, Daniel.
That one.
This one?
Ah.
There
I
you
would
go.
Have dumped her right there.
Yeah. What a hoe.
Speaking of dumps.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, well.
Okay, well, let's. Obviously, it's ridiculous because she's a surfer. I guess a professional surfer. So this is what she does.
Yeah.
Right? So there's going to be a lot of these type of pictures. She can't surf with her clothes on. She's not going to surf in a wetsuit because she's in Hawaii. But surfing aside, if she wasn't a surfer, and I mean, I think it's great because we have a couple here on the show.
Yeah.
So if Jasmine started posting pictures in her bikini.
Yeah.
With men.
I'd have a problem.
Would you have
with
social
it.
Media rules?
Well, I wouldn't have rules for her, but I don't know if I would want to embark in that journey of her life.
But you're already, let's say you've already embarked and it just started happening now.
Well, I think I would have to speak with her about it and be like, hey, you know.
These are my boundaries for my social media.
Yeah.
Whoa, no, it's just like, what's your plan here? Are you doing it for a specific reason?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to get sponsorship for bathing suits or whatever? Whatever. If that's her aim goal and it pays the bills, fuck it.
Don't
but
give her
if
ideas
it's just,
of good answers.
I know, right?
But my point is.
Babe,
you,
I'm trying to get a sponsorship.
But you can usually gauge whether it's for attention or with a purpose, like monetary purpose or whatever. And I think if there's all attention-seeking thing, I don't think it's going to
like,
work out.
In this case, she's posting pictures with her friends. Some of them just happen to be males.
I know.
You know?
I think in this case, I don't agree with him. But I'm also thinking, like, you know, depends on the situation. Like, if you meet somebody that's already doing this, it's what they do. It's what they do for a living. You have to just either move the fuck on and go to someone else. or just accept it and be try to figure out how to be happy. But
also,
I don't know.
This guy, he makes out and plays pretend for a living, you know? Like, he'll make out, play pretend relationships for a living. So it's weird that he's putting these boundaries that are like, I don't know, you're hanging out with models all the time probably because of just the nature of your job, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Wow.
What about you, Daniel? What do you think?
I mean, here it's stupid because she's a surfer, you know, but I think that the social media rules for couples exists, you know, in different ways for different couples. And some couples don't seem to care. Like, sometimes I'll go to some guy's girl's page and I'm like, man, I don't think I will be okay with this shit, you know?
No, dude.
And that's fine with them. But for me, I feel like I would have a problem with it. I don't understand what the purpose would be for, you know, unless it's work related or something like that.
How about this? You're dating a hot guy, because it's not me. Dating a hot guy, and he never really was active on social media, but all of a sudden, he started going to the gym, and he got even hotter, dude. And now has a fitness page where he's always where he's taking certain photos. And now he's going above and beyond. Now he's hiring photographers to take photos, like, at the beach, at certain photo shoots and shit, and, like, doing all this editing.
Yeah.
And now he's getting tons and tons of followers. And then you're like, well, you're always on your phone. And who are you messaging? And it was like, babe, they're messaging me. And then who knows what kind of photos he starts getting. Are you
and you're still out of shape because you guys were out of shape together. You
does
know?
That bother you, or you go like, no, it's what he does now, or does it begin to?
Yeah, I mean, I could see it being problematic, right? Yeah. Like, because it's true. What's your end goal? You weren't like that. Like, what's going on?
Well, the reason I say that is because he's, you know, I've seen people that are in relationships with the woman, and the girl starts. You could see the transformation. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you start testing your boundaries. Like, oh, that's a cool dress. Oh, shit, look at you and Cabo fitting bathing suit. Really nice. Oh, now it's a two-piece bathing suit. Oh, shit, now it's a thong one. And then, oh, now you have 15,000 likes. 3 years ago, you would get 100, you know? Like, so you see this person figuring out how they can get more likes. And then also changing a little bit because they're getting more likes and followers. And I don't know if those relationships are going to last.
What about this? Have you ever, like, had the opposite where you've been in a relationship and there is a pressure to post each other?
Oh.
Because by omitting the fact that you're in a relationship, you're maybe lying that you're not in one. Because sometimes I feel like when I see two, like, maybe two people, like, it maybe if the girl's an influencer or the guy, on one of their pages, they're all coupled up.
Yeah.
And on the other one, there's no fucking trace.
You know,
like, they don't exist.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like when me and Amber started dating,
she
was kind of up my ass to, like, do a first post of us together.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, because she had done it already. Why hadn't I done it? You know? And so I was like, okay, fair enough, you know?
Yeah.
So I did it, and I wasn't trying to. It's not like I was posting other stuff.
No, you know?
Just weren't.
You're just not a poster.
Yeah, you've seen my social
media. Yeah, same, dude.
For like 2 years.
I just got one that's the same as me and weird and shit.
Yeah, so we're not lucky. Yeah,
but we know plenty of people. I know that we've heard in front of us, but like, well, you know, he or so it's been both sexes. Like, oh, she doesn't post me. He doesn't post me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the. Because sometimes guys don't post for a reason, and it's probably because they're being a little scummy. Mm-hmm. But girls do.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like when people are in a relationship and they're not influencers and they posties, I'm like, there's going to be trouble here.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like it's such an attention-seeking type of activity.
It is, dude.
Right? Because
who's it for?
Who is this for?
Yeah.
I was telling her the other day, actually, I was like, I feel that we have a funner life than what our social media has. And I think because our social media is very non-existent.
From your social media, I would think you guys are the biggest losers of all time.
No, yeah.
I would agree. But here's the thing. Like, it's also, we never do anything but on social media, but we have more fun than what we probably show on our Instagram, right? But you're right. I actually don't trust the couples that are always like on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, just hang out with each other. Feel each other a little bit. I'm not buying it, dude.
Yeah,
I don't buy it. There's trouble in paradise, and you guys are gonna be single within the year.
All right, let's get on.
So let's
go.
Not baby. Like us, we're amazing.
Yeah.
I know. Right? All right,
we're at 36.
Oh shit.
Okay.
So. Let's do the baby doll.
All right. Just grabbing up the story.
Yeah, no problem. Oh my God, what?
Oh, I think I started following that midget. Or that
what?
Little person.
Yes. That's going to be my ringtone. Okay. I'm going to clip that. Okay. So all we'll right. do the drum roll.
Okay, so. All right. So the baby doll of the week is.
Wait, guys, stop. Don't sound so excited about the baby doll. Jasmine. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
One,
and two, three.
The baby doll of the week is.
These lottery winners that from the UK that spent their joint winnings on building a garden for orphaned pets.
A garden for orphaned pets?
Yeah. So they basically just, they won, 20 lottery winners won, and they combined all of their wealth to spend everything into building like a garden for like pets that didn't have a home.
So, they must have not got very much money.
Well, I mean, I guess so, but they had enough. I think it's like a little habitat space. So
they all won it, and they all built this a garden for these animals.
Yeah, it says they stepped in after hearing about plans to install and plant an herb garden and a play area with a ball pit for dogs who lived at the Cinnamon Trust home in Oakland.
I don't understand. How is the garden for the dogs?
I think.
Are the dogs going to pick the herbs out of there? Are they excited? Because they don't eat plants.
No, that's true. Maybe it's just an open space. It doesn't give much information.
Guys, we're going to build a basketball court for these dogs.
Yeah, listen, this car wash.
Oh, yeah, so it's like a little bit of a foundation because they said they got a van for the dogs to get adopted. So it's probably from like a rescue group.
Okay.
And I think they heard they were thinking about doing this and they just donated all their money.
All
and
right.
They help and volunteer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So that's pretty much it. All over.
I know, right?
Okay, guys. So you are the baby doll of the week.
It was so loud.
It was so loud.
I'm getting over an ear infection.
Should I play it? Leave it that loud so they can hear how loud it was, or should I edit it?
They need
it
to
in
know
post?
What kind of pain you were going
it's
through,
hurt, man.
Okay, guys. All right, let's head it out. All right, take us out, Louis.
I'm sorry. All right, guys. If you guys know anybody that is making their significant other delete posts from their Instagram because it's too sexy.
Show them this episode. If you guys know anybody that knows how to talk to water, show them this episode.
You guys know anybody that's going to be on a Mars simulated excursion,
show them this episode.
All right, guys. Peace. See you next week.